U.S. issues advisories against visiting Mexico for coronavirus, violence. By Cartel Chronicles on September 7, 2020. Travel advisories issued by the U.S. Department of State in recent days against visiting Mexico raise alarm to the continuing spread of coronavirus and escalating violence. Coronavirus, COVID-19, has led to travel restrictions between Mexico and the U.S. where only legal permanent residents and U.S. citizens can cross the border. Despite the restriction, international travel continues for work and recreational reasons. In their most recent health alert, the U.S. Embassy warned about traveling to the border states of Nuevo León, Coahuila, Mexico City, and Guanajuato due to those areas holding the highest number of active cases. The embassy also warns of high crime rates in the border states. The advisory specifically mentions travel to Tamaulipas over kidnappings. Mexico is currently one of the top nations with the most coronavirus fatalities. However, both national and international news outlets report the government is downplaying cases and fatalities. Mexico is among the nations with the least testing. Despite the faulty information presented by health officials, Undersecretary of Health Hugo López-Gatell continues to claim the pandemic is contained. Editor's note: Breitbart Texas travel to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by C.E. Herrera from Coahuila.